I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 7, verses 4 to 10. It reads, "Just think how great he was," talking about Melchizedek here. "Even the patriarch Abraham gave him a tenth of the plunder. Now, the law requires the descendants of Levi who become priests to collect a tenth from the people, that is, their brothers, even though their brothers are descended from Abraham. This man, however, did not trace his descent from Levi, yet he collected a tenth from Abraham and blessed him who had the promises. And without doubt, the lesser person is blessed by the greater. In the one case, the tenth is collected by men who die, but in the other case, by him who is declared to be living. One might even say that Levi, who collects the tenth, paid the tenth through Abraham, because when Melchizedek met Abraham, Levi was still in the body of his ancestor." Well, I don't know about you. A little bit complicated, perhaps, a little bit obscure, but not to the people that the writer is writing to, the Hebrews he's writing to, fully would have grasped this and understood that what his argument was. And they were familiar with Abraham and what happened in Genesis chapter 14, when Abraham pays the tenth. Hebrews 14:20, "Blessed God Most High, who delivered your enemies into your hand. Then Abraham gave him a tenth of everything." He gave him a tithe. Why did Abraham do this? Well, because he recognized who Melchizedek was, that he had been appointed divinely by God as priest and king. And therefore, understood that he had, he had an innate obligation to give a tithe to this priest of God. And the writer, of course, is trying to get his readers to understand that if that was what Abraham did, who is the father of the faith, the great patriarch, if that's what he did to one appointed by God, who was obviously then greater than Abraham, then surely also these people, these Christians, must also pay due respect and honor to one who is greater than Abraham, Jesus Christ, and greater than Melchizedek. Jesus Christ is priest and king, superior to even Melchizedek, who was superior to Abraham. So therefore, this is another incentive for them not to go back to their former way of worship, to live under the old covenant. For this new covenant has been instituted by one who's a greater priest and a greater king, even than Melchizedek, who is greater than Abraham, who is the greatest figure under the old covenant in so many ways. We find some of the background to this in Numbers chapter 18, and if you have time, you might do well to read verses 21 to 32 there in Numbers 18, where it talks about how the Levites were to collect the tithes. In verse 21, he says, "I give to the Levites all the tithes in Israel as their inheritance, in return for the work they do while serving at the tent of meeting." And he gives further instructions in that passage about such matters. So that's the understanding of the tithes that were due to the Levites and under the old covenant. But the point he's making here, again, is that Melchizedek predated them and was greater than them because Abraham paid him a tithe. As we go into the second half of chapter 7 from verse 11 in the next podcast, we will begin to see the significance of why this is important to the Christians that the writer is writing to. But in the meantime, I would urge you to study through Genesis 14, have a good read of Psalm 110 as background to this, so that we get the picture of the superiority of Jesus Christ that the Hebrew writer is building, not just here with Melchizedek, but also, of course, has begun to do earlier in the book when talking about his superiority to angels, to Moses, to Joshua, and all other human and heavenly beings. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 11, but until then, if you'd like to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org. You could email me if you like, malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And in iTunes, you can find us there if you type in MCCX to the search bar and look in podcasts. If you have time, please give us a review and some stars. Thanks very much. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.